This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे।
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that it is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade.
भारत दुनिया की एकमात्र बड़ी इकोनॉमी है जिसने एक दशक में जीडीपी को डबल किया है। आज दुनिया के 100 से अधिक देश भारत में एफडीआई के जरिए निवेश कर रहे हैं। वर्ष 2014 से पहले के 10 वर्षों की तुलना में भारत में 2.5 गुना से अधिक एफडीआई आया है और ज्यादा विदेशी निवेश का अर्थ है भारत के युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के अनगिनत अवसर।
डिफेंस मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह हैज सेड दैट द यूथ ऑफ द कंट्री शुड रिमेन प्रिपेयर्ड एज द वर्ल्ड इज गोइंग थ्रू अ फेज ऑफ अनसर्टेनिटीज। एड्रेसिंग एनसीसी कैडेट्स एट द रिपब्लिक डे कैंप इन न्यू दिल्ली, मिस्टर सिंह एम्फसाइज्ड दैट नेशनल कैडेट कोर और एनसीसी सर्व्स एज अ प्लेटफॉर्म फॉर सेल्फ इम्प्रूवमेंट। He said, the NCC is not just about parades, drills or camps. It is a platform that instills discipline, patriotism and also addresses the lack of focus among young people.
We all are engaged in the process of nation building in our own ways. But in this entire journey of nation building, the role of NCC cadets is very important. It is going to be very important.
Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today said that Uttar Pradesh is not only the spirit of the country, but also going to become the growth engine of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Shah was addressing the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest today in Lucknow this afternoon. The Home Minister said that now Uttar Pradesh is the fourth biggest economy in the country, which is contributing 20% in the food grain pool and has become the food basket. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa will arrive in New Delhi today to take forward the work on the proposed trade agreement between India and the European Union. The visit will focus on strengthening economic ties and deepening cooperation between Europe and India. Earlier, Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, arrived in New Delhi this morning. Former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has said that Bangladesh is facing lawlessness, insecurity and persecution of minorities, with mob violence and extremism spreading nationwide. Delivering an audio message during a media briefing in New Delhi last evening, Ms. Hasina said that at present, Bangladesh stands at the edge of an abyss and is navigating one of the most perilous chapters in its history. She demanded action, including restoring democracy for free and fair elections, ending violence and lawlessness, allowing civic services to function properly, ensuring safety of religious minority groups, women, girls and the most vulnerable sections in the society. And in Women's Premier League cricket, table toppers Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals, currently placed fourth on the points table in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.